The one presented in the address below is in fact that extremes. You might think it be unwise to be call upon each other, but it is in fact the only phrase-based ideal constructs in the information theory I claim that hold mtatpa binding unquestioned to the resolve intentions by phrase-based terms alone. This of recognized phrasing baselines and defines a resolution of phrasing that actually does hold this as mimetically active presence unconditionally. I am sorry to burst the bubbles of intelligent design work here, but this is fact that would be obvious that most do actually comprehend when it is first presented at face value to be issued as representing mtatpa binding. Remember that this is actually a temporary state onto our informational society theory states that perhaps to the mtatpa calling is the not the binds parties involved in a dispute to a respectful peaceful reconciliation for immediate response and urgency calling resolution s which of course then be future time respectfully unbound and released when all parties in conflict no longer hold this disagreement. They hold unity, respect, and honor for the other side because of the mtatpa binding effect actually forces this upon the parties involved, if mutually respected. Why is this important to empower onto our informational technology society in a mimetically active theory property? See, the evolution of human culture, some notes prepared for the National Humanities Center, version 2, 3, excerpt introduction, individual performances are the objects of cultural selection. Performances, in this sense, are the brain events that mediate cultural processes. Individuals and groups endeavor to repeat performances they like, but not performances they don't like. The genetic elements of cultural processes are those properties of cultural objects and events which allow individuals to share in those objects and events. In music, for example, so-called rhythm changes is an example of a complex of such mimetically active properties. Note, however, that word meanings cannot, in principle, be mimetically active, as they are not inscribed in the physical substance of linguistic communication, whether by speech, gestures, or writing. Linguistic meanings are negotiated through interaction,